the name of the values that keep you alive, do not let your vision of man be distorted by the ugly, the cowardly, the mindless, and those who have never achieved his title. Do not lose your knowledge that man's proper estate is an upright posture, an intransigent mind, and a step that travels unlimited roads. Do not let your fire go out, sparked by replacing the spark in the hope the swamps of the approximate are not quite, the not yet, the not at all. The world you desired can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It's yours.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Crypto Economy Podcast. Today we're doing a follow-up interview with Morgan Steckler of iTrust Capital to give us a little bit of an update on what they're doing and how they might be able to help you get into cryptocurrency. So thank you so much for being here, Morgan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
So could you tell us a little bit about what you guys have done since the last time we talked, anything that might be different, and what you're really excited about to talk about today?
Oh, great questions, and thank you. This has been quite a journey. We have spent many, many months putting together the legal and the compliance, and I am very excited to say that we are now live. Being live allows us to finally help people with true financial wellness, being able to, in essence, do tax-free trading, growing your portfolio without worries of these ins and outs that you're going to have to keep track of. Our goal is to teach everyone of true financial wellness by utilizing the trading or holding of cryptos in your IRA. Now, some of the things that we've done since we launched is we have changed our fee structure to make this the easiest and simplest way for people to invest in alternative digital assets within their IRA. We have removed all of the friction points. So we have a zero onboarding. You can come in for any account size, any minimum trade size, there's no minimum. And we are doing a flat fee of $29.95 a month, which is less than a dollar a day for all of the IRA, the maintenance, all of the back end and utilizing the platform. And all trades are 1%. It's very simple, very easy. And we are priced for everybody to participate. So We're busy and excited.
Yeah, that's super exciting. And that's, you know, one thing when I'm looking at putting my money in somewhere, there's always some sort of minimum. It's always a massive headache to move your money from one place to the next. I know my mom moving hers from, I forget where she moved it, but it took, you know, months to move her money around. They wanted to make it as difficult as possible. So really not having those restrictions, and there really aren't restrictions going in or out. Is that correct?
That's correct. So if you have an IRA, you can do an in-kind transfer. So it'd be an IRA to IRA. There would be no tax issues. It would be as simple as moving funds from your left-hand pocket to your right-hand pocket. You could move whatever amount you have. And this is actually, in essence, for any older 401k, which becomes a traditional IRA. If you're currently working at a job, that's the funds that we probably cannot work with. This is for funds of people who have left jobs. Now, if you don't have an IRA and you've never had anything like that, you can start an IRA. You can put up to $5,500 per year. So you can put in this contribution and start an IRA, and you know, come next year, you can put in another $5,500. But since we have no minimums and no minimums on the trade amount, you could start with as little as $100 or $50, if you so choose. It might not make the most sense with a $29.95 monthly fee, but you're free to do however you want. This is you being able to be in control of your financial future. And because the platform is 24/7, you'll be able to trade the assets that we have on the platform anytime yourself by just logging into the iTrust Capital platform. You press buy, you see the 1% on top of the asset you're gonna wanna buy or sell. You press confirm and you're locked in. It's as simple as that.
So when you're buying an asset, what sort of pricing is typically given? So if I'm buying Bitcoin off of Coinbase, I'm paying, you know, a 10% premium. Where do you guys sort of source, I guess, your prices for different things? And how can I be sure that I guess I'm getting a good deal on these assets?
Really good question. So being able to not have to pay those exorbitant amounts that you probably see in a Coinbase does allow you to make more money in the long term. You can see that we'll be very competitive on the pricing as you're going to be logged in. We work with a number of exchanges, and you can actually check it against, say, the CoinMarketCap. And, you know, we are only working with the top market cap solutions. So you're going to be able to see, and wherever you like to check your prices of, say, your Bitcoin or your Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin, etc., you'll be able to see the prices and see the 1%. So you'll know exactly at the time of when you want to lock in your buy or sell what your price is, and and it's as simple as that. So you should probably be pretty happy with those prices, especially if you're going to be holding this for long term.
So if you're going in, are there any sort of tools built in to help help the users get educated with this sort of thing, to figure out, are there tools for people who maybe don't have as much experience in crypto, or are you really focused more on catering to the people who already know a little bit about crypto and just want a safer place to invest?
That's a great question. I think in this beginning, we are trying to focus on, the 12 or 13 million people in the United States who do believe in crypto and blockchain. Those people do hold about $1 trillion in their IRAs. So that's, if you will, our low-hanging fruit for the entry. As we've just launched, we do want people to leave reviews. We want people to have this good experience because they're going to want to spread this to their circles. This is something that is going to be the easiest way to really earn and build your financial future and wellness, as I said. So right now we do want to work with the people who have a little more experience, but if someone wants to dip their toes in the water and has no idea, we do have our blog and we do have our financial experts and our chief strategist, Tim Schiller, being able to do a daily update. And you can see on our blogs a lot of markets, reactions and the opinions. So we're gonna have a lot more education, and we're looking to partner with a couple of companies to further this education. We do want to be a one-stop shop where people can see and have the education and make their own decision. But we're never gonna tell you to place a buy. We're never gonna tell you to place a sell. This is really all on you, and we just want to give you all the tools for you to make the best decisions. We're not gonna force you ever to do anything. This is always your decisions.
Yeah, you're not trying to make maker and taker fees by upselling them to other funds or other portfolios, essentially, which a lot of companies will do. So how common is it for an individual to actively manage their own IRA?
I mean, there are self-directed IRAs out there. That is something that's been around for a little while. Working within the alternative assets like crypto, if you do go down that route, I would say this LLC IRAs. It's a scary thing. We have a number of legal firms that we work with, and they all have the same opinion that if you hold the cryptos in your possession while within an IRA, that's really a violation. And it is the same as if you've taken a distribution and you're going to be taxed. So you've, in essence, pulled out those cryptos from your IRA. The way we have this set up through our SunWest Trust partnership, this allows you to compliantly be able to trade and hold these assets in a way that is compliant with the within the IRA arena. So, we've taken that all into account, and that's why we have spent so much time and money, getting to the point of where we're finally able to be launched.
So, is there any
Any
reporting that's
reporting that's
necessary
necessary
from
from
holding the
holding the
cryptos
cryptos
within
within
your
your
platform, or
platform,
is it
or
just
just
sort
sort
of
of
fire
fire
and
and
forget
forget
and
and
worry
worry
about
about
it
it
once
once
you
you
liquidate
liquidate
or
or
exit?
exit? You're gonna have your year-end statements that will come because everything that does happen, it's all held within your name within the SunWest Trust IRA that has been set up. So at the year end, you're gonna get your paperwork that you're gonna send with and work with your tax advisor, whether he or she needs to see it. That's at the end of the day between you and your tax advisor. Everything that you do in here is just trading alternative assets. And it's the same as if you have a Morgan Stanley account and you're just trading your stocks. You're not reporting every time you have a trade in there. This is the same arena. You're not reporting these buys and sells because there's no necessity to do so. So you no longer need to keep track of what exchanges you purchased, what you moved it from, say, a Bitcoin to an Ethereum, and where you bought and then where you sold, all of these moving parts. You don't need to put your mental energies into that. You can now just put it right into the simple buy and sell and trade in 10 seconds. It's as simple as that. That's the true freedom. It's in line, in essence, with something that is in our fast pace and fast food world and society where we work in now.
No, that's
No, that's
great.
great.
So,
So
is
is there
there any sort of risk of loss of the assets? So, for example, I used to trade Bitcoin through some like Forex market platforms, and when Mt. Gox went down, they essentially just locked out all the trades and it was all gone. And that's not as much of an issue now, but is there some worry that the coins you have might be at risk of being lost with sort of a company provider or something like that?
That's a good question. We have everything locked down. So between everything compliantly being put in our SunWest Trust IRA, and with everything being locked through our signature platform, our Curve platform, and with the exchanges that we work with, you know, all of the directions in which the transactions take place really only move dual direction. They move from where it is held in a cash position to the wallet back to the bank. So it really only allows these directions to go two ways. So if someone were able to theoretically hack, it would only be able to move it into a cash position. This is why we've had numerous legal firms back and work in compliance and making sure every party that we are working with has signed off on this. So is anything 100% foolproof? You know, at the end of the day, you know, who knows? But in this case, we're very comfortable with how and why we set it up this way.
And so are you guys hosting your own wallets through the platform?
It's being hosted and held through our Curve relationship. So each of the wallets are held in the client's name and being able to be traded where you're in control of it. But it's all protected through the SunWest Trust and the Curve relationships, all of which is fully transparent and on our website. So anyone can go to our iTrust Capital and read more about the partnerships and how we have all of this set up.
Great. So if I wanted to, would I be able to transfer crypto out of the account as crypto? Or I imagine that would be a taxable event. But even though I guess if it was a taxable event, could you do that? Or would you have to liquidate to cash first?
I mean, are you talking about in terms of a required mandatory distribution? Or are you talking about if you just want to pull out early?
Just if you want to pull out the crypto itself.
I mean, in theoretically, at the end of the day, when the time comes for an RMD and someone wants to pull out, in some of the previous companies I work with, you can do that. I would say to make sure that we're fully comfortable with this, I would probably say keep it as a cash position. It sort of goes in line with a question I'm sure you're going to ask, and we get asked every day. Can I take, you know, my Bitcoin and put this into an IRA directly? The answer to that is no. To fund an account, if you're going to start a new IRA, it has to be done with fiat. We want to maintain the rules, and even though this is a whole new arena, it's still a decades-old arena, and we are pushing the envelope and we are bringing the new financial future to everybody, but we want to maintain these decades old compliance and make sure the gray haired people still sign off on everything. So we want to make sure we keep this kind of as simple as possible without raising any red flags for the safety of you and your retirement account, not to mention everybody else.
Yeah. Don't need to piss off the government, I understand.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah. So I see you guys have some things like iTrust trade credit and stuff. So how would someone be able to earn credits and things like that? Do you have extra bonus incentives for some of your users?
That's a good question. Since we have recently launched, that's going to be on our site, as you see. And the trade credits are, in essence, are going to be down the road for when we start a lot of our referrals. Sort of in the beginning days of Coinbase, when you sign up and refer a friend, you got $10 in Bitcoin. These trade credits are going to be something internal that as you're spreading the love and the message of iTrust to your cohorts and your friends, you're going to be able to earn these credits. And these credits can go towards a couple of things. That monthly fee, or it can go against your trade. So in essence, it can be a 1%, it would go down to a zero cost trade. So these are all things that we're all very excited to have. But this is it. You see it on there now. It's being programmed in as we speak, since we are at launch.
Yeah, no, I mean, taking 1% off of a big trade is actually a massive incentive. So if you time your trades right, then that can be a huge, huge value.
Exactly.
Yeah, great. So have you guys been sort of like growing your team? What's your sort of overarching strategy now that you've launched? Do you have features in the pipeline that you're planning on integrating, or what are the next steps for you guys?
Great question. We have brought in more people. We are bringing in a lot more people to handle with the onboarding and a lot more of the operations. We will never have sales representatives because that doesn't apply. We're letting people do this themselves. But we are looking to add more functionality. There are things we do want to add to the platform. We would eventually, if we can get the proper legal, like to see something like funds in there. You know, I personally would love to be able to see that. Can we do it? That's going to take a lot of legal as well as the proper partnerships, to which we're always in discussion. I'd love to see real estate on there. That's something that tokenized real estate is something that I'm personally very excited about. And once the proper projects come to light, we'd love to be able to add that to the alternative asset basket within the IRAs of the iTrust Capital platform. I also do like the idea of precious metals, which you could see on there, which is going to be live very shortly, where you'll be able to put alternative assets like physical metals that are ledgered on the blockchain on the iTrust Capital platform as well. So you'll be able to have both sides of that, where someone could sell a portion of their Bitcoin, it would go into fiat, and they immediately can put it into a physical gold position that's ledgered on the blockchain, again at 1%. So you can see a lot of recent articles of this correlation between Bitcoin and gold, if you will, and you now can have access to both of these, and you can trade in and out and have a hedge against this fiat, if you will, all within your IRA, all legally done, and all without worries of these taxes as you are moving in and out as you see fit.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. It seems like you guys have the perfect sort of hedge of an IRA for whatever standard stocks you might have in your IRA. And I think real estate is a great idea for that because most Americans' wealth is tied up in their real estate. Globally, most wealth is tied up in real estate. So you have a massive market, and especially once you get to things like fractional real estate, it really opens it up to smaller buyers who might want to invest in smaller types of properties. And I think
Exactly.
that could be really neat. So, man, I forgot I had a question on the top
That's
of my
okay,
head.
but that's I see, and I'm just glad that we've gotten to know each other, and I'm happy to be on this again because a lot of things have changed since we last talked, and you could see a lot more worries that are happening in the arena. You could see everything on social media, all of the worries that are happening, and people need to protect themselves, and people need to take more of a forward thinking on the best ways to build your wealth and your financial freedom. And alternative assets, we believe in it, obviously, but now taking it to the next step and being able to HODL or buy and sell if you're a trader and do it in a platform that you don't have to take those two steps back. That's our mission. We need to have more of an exposure to everybody so they realize that they can do this and in 10 seconds, they can make these kind of trades and not have to worry about moving away to that Puerto Rico or, oh, I'm just not going to pay tax. You can't not pay tax. It's going to come. And you can see the letters that are happening. You can see all these, the news, which is going to continue to speed up. Our goal is to help everybody, and that's why we've priced this the way we have. And we want any size account, any size trade you want. We want you to be in charge of your financial future. And that's what we're excited for at iTrust.
So for the tokens that you guys currently have listed, is there sort of any sort of logic behind which tokens you think you'll start to plan to list in the future? Are there what is your logic behind the tokens that you will list, and how quickly do you feel comfortable listing them? Are you trying to sort of only put forth things that you guys are fairly confident in, or do you think you'll open it up to sort of figure out what the users want?
Great, great question. So we have started with the top market cap solutions, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash. Our goal is to, we will be adding probably another 10, 15, and we want to keep the top market cap solutions. Are we going to do votes and things like that? We don't know yet, but the top market cap solutions, other than say the stable coins, are ones that we'd want to put on there because they're the ones that have earned the right to be at the top market cap. And to the extent that this is a portion of someone's retirement account, this whole portion is aggressive and speculative, and the younger you are, the more aggressive you can be. But again, this is an IRA. We're not going to put some project that's not even in the top 100 or top 1,000 onto the platform because that probably wouldn't make sense for someone to invest part of their nest egg into it. So that's why we're trying to stay with the most conservative projects of this aggressive arena, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of pretty conservative strategies that you can utilize to still make good money. And that was sort of my next question is, would you ever consider implementing things like lending? So, you can make decent money just lending Bitcoin through exchanges to like margin traders, for example. You can make 0.05% a day sometimes or something like on that magnitude. So do you think you might do something like that?
It's funny you say that. We are talking. I mean, there's some great projects out there that are lending. We have to do some legal behind it. It's kind of more of, it sounds to me a little more like the BitMEX and the margin trading, and that's that's something that we need to dig a little deeper. It's taken a long time to keep our roadmap straight and narrow, and we are going to be looking at adding other assets to the platform. And the other functionality and things like that, that is something that is intriguing. We just have to make sure it's compliant, and we have to make sure the legal signs off on it before we do this, because in every way, this is the first time that you have this kind of ability to do this yourself in this structure. So we just want to be careful in how we add more functionality. But as time goes on, we are adding more. You will see more cryptos on there. You're going to see more metal products, and you're going to probably see some of the things we talked about. I'd love, as soon as we can, in the near future, we will have real estate on there. I personally would love to see that. We want to be in a one-stop shop for all alternative assets. You want to do your stocks and bonds, you can stay in your traditional, but anything else, that is in line with where the future goes, that you and I and everyone listening, I'm sure, believes in, this is going to be a solution that's going to be quick, easy, and allow you to really be able to make long-term profits, at least in my personal humble opinion. Not that I'm giving a prediction on anything.
Yeah, if the profits are there, advice. You'll make them.
I'm not giving financial advice. Those are my personal beliefs in cryptos and Bitcoin.
Yeah. So when it comes to things like security tokens, do you imagine that might sort of bridge the gap between equities and tokens in some way? Because I know there aren't a lot of platforms that are thinking too hard about the next wave of sort of securitized token offerings.
There are some interesting things behind that. And, we're waiting for these projects and we follow all the news very closely. And you could see how, the ICOs changed to the IEOs, changed to, you have the security tokens, utility tokens. You see a lot of this landscape really becoming mature as this 2.0 and 3.0 is coming to life. So we're a little more agnostic, and we're just looking at the projects that make the most sense. And, for the project to get onto the platform, we do have to make sure that, all legal is signed off. And as long as we feel comfortable with the project, and as long as our legal signs off on it, that they compliantly don't see any issues for us to put said project onto the platform, that's something that we would look to put on, as long as it also meets our internal standards of one that is not too aggressive, that we put on there and someone could lose everything. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you ever worry about bigger institutions taking sort of a similar approach and starting to add these alternative assets to IRAs that they offer to existing clients?
That's a great question. We do think about that a lot. And you can also think of some of the 800-pound gorillas like Fidelity, for instance, who already is coming out with a particular kind of product for cryptos. We actually like that Fidelity is doing it because it shows that you have one of the largest institutions in the space gung-ho about it. Abigail Johnson's a huge crypto fan, and they're going for institutional. They're the battleships, and they're going for the big players right now, whereas we're going for the every man and woman. We're going for the retail, and we're going for the individuals. So for us, that's exciting because who knows where the future goes, but if we do this the right way and we have 10,000, 50,000 users, iTrust name is going to become a lot more well-known, and who knows, we might just become an acquisition target in the right way. So I think this is a good thing. And on top of that, if a company like Fidelity is doing this for institutional, it will raise awareness to new people who want to enter the market and can't because they're not institutional. So it will trickle down. They'll find iTrust, and we'll be able to help them in turn. So in a way, they'll help us help everybody else.
Do you imagine you ever might start working more directly with companies who are offering these plans to their employees, maybe like startup companies or companies who are maybe not using the established players?
Great question. We are looking into that. And again, there's a little more of the compliance. If it's a small business owner who works in the crypto space, for instance, and has 20 employees, there's no reason that each of those employees can't just start an IRA and put in a certain amount of their paycheck, monthly. Because for us, there's no minimum account size and there's no minimum trade amount. So if they want to start this, we'd love to work with small businesses who want to start this and offer it to their employees. Whatever they want to do in terms of matching, that's a little more compliantly on their end to figure out. But yeah, if they want to take portions of their paycheck, why wouldn't they do that on this platform? This will allow them to start building up an amount where they can buy a little bit of Ethereum or a little bit of Bitcoin every month, utilizing their amounts. So that's a very simple traditional IRA setup. We would love to help that.
Yeah, I would certainly prefer that at the rate the dollar is probably going to depreciate before I
Yeah.
retire.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's definitely something with people my age especially who are really forward thinking or looking into these hedges, because I think they have a feeling that things like Social Security and whatever investments they might have now, aren't going to be around at that time. Even, stocks and equities, we've seen the shortest life cycle of all time for these things. It's like you got a $1 billion company in 10 years and it's gone by the year 15.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah.
So, we do see the future is changing in many ways, and this is where this allows you to have access and allows you to really be a part of it. That's why we just want to spread this message, and that's why I'm just happy that we're able to talk again as we're live. It's not like, look what's coming, look what's coming. We're live now. We want to help everybody and avoid taking two steps forward and one step back. I know it's the third or fourth time I've said that on this, but think about it. If you're doing this on the cash side, you're gonna be hit with a tax bill because it changes your income level, and you're gonna have to not only spend time keeping track of it, but you're gonna have to pay on that. So in California, if you hit the highest tax bracket, you're gonna have to pay 40 something percent. So you're losing half of what you made right off the top. But if you do the same thing in an IRA, you don't have to worry about any of that. It builds your overall wealth. It has a bigger nut for you to work with because you're compounding that wealth annually without having half of it taken, so it allows you to make more moves, more positional trades, or just hold it. So it's more for you, and these are the steps of real financial freedom and wellness that we're really trying to spread.
Do you anticipate having a sort of like mobile app trading experience sometime soon? Because I know with my crypto trading, I'm almost always mobile, walking around trading during the day.
Yes, very good question. And yes, we are working on a mobile solution. So that is something that we do want to have out as quickly as possible. Someone can go onto their iOS or Android and go to the iTrust on their web browser and make trades, but we do want to have an app, and that is something that's being worked on. We'd like to have that out in the short term future. So
Yeah.
yes, we are aware of
Awesome.
that.
So you said you've sort of been paying pretty close attention to the crypto space. Is there anything since the last time we talked that you think has become really exciting, or certain companies that you think have really made big strides that you're paying attention to?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that are happening. A lot of the news these days are with China and with gold and the dollar. So a lot of people are getting worried. You're also seeing these 1099 articles that continue to come out. So people are worried about keeping track or having to pay for moves they did a couple years ago. That goes back to the age-old saying of death and taxes. But the other big news that always seems to be talked about in different waves and will continue to be is probably the Facebook coin Libra project and the companies that are attached to that. I think that's a huge step for the industry, where you have some of the biggest companies in the world gonna bring mainstream adoption to the space. This is huge for all of us. Whether that project's successful or not, too early to tell, since we don't even know when it's gonna come out. But it's exciting to see that the mainstream attention's gonna get, especially on a platform like Facebook, where you have a third of the world, if not more, on it. It's going to be exciting to see what happens and that much more adoption that it's going to lead to from the big companies all the way down to the John and Jane Does out there.
Yeah, I really love listening to the hearings that they did because you could hear them. One, almost all of them said that Bitcoin was nearly impossible to shut down or to really. I mean, they seem to think it was impossible to track. It's really not, but at least their views on it were pretty naive. And then
Yeah.
if you just sort of subbed Libra coin for the word like Federal Reserve every time they talk, it was pretty hilarious because all they were doing was describing how Libra was essentially going to replace their, darling, and they were like, "You know how many wars we fought to keep this the case? What are you guys doing?"
That's funny. I think I did the same thing with the Fed versus Libra. Yeah, it's true. But it's exciting to see. Yeah, the people talking about it. So, for us who have been in the space for a while and have had to fight through these, not death blows, but these major ups, whether it's the 20,000, whether it's that ICO craze, or the Mt. Gox, all these different areas, it's only getting bigger and bigger, and it's not going away. So it's really exciting to see every day what's continuing to happen. We're seeing the world change, and we're in many ways on the forefront. So it's exciting for all of us to be a part of it. It's at least for me, I love it.
Yeah, no, I love it too. And I think it's inevitable, and I think the government and the people who are trying to stop it are only making the conditions perfect for it to succeed. So,
Yeah.
well, I think that's a great place to stop. I don't know if you have any other closing statements or anything else you want to tell some of the listeners before we sign off, but the floor is yours.
Oh, I appreciate that. I just wanted to say thank you for having iTrust onto your podcast, and we want everyone to go to itrustcapital.com. You could tell them that you listen to this wonderful podcast and you want to get started. We're all here to help you. You can call and talk to any of us, and we're here to really help you in your financial future. So whether you want to move forward or not, or you just have questions, we just want to be there to help. We want to be a trusted source in the space, and the iTrust Capital name is one that we want you to associate with helping you with your future. So we appreciate being on here, and just thank you for having us.
Yeah, anytime, and I'm gonna go make an account. So
Awesome.
I'll be in touch, and thank you guys for listening. Please let Morgan know if you have any questions, and we'll put all the links up so you guys can check it out.
All right, thank you so much.
All righty, bye guys.